greatest threat. He's my hero and he's on the attack. Only come, what do you get? You're standing in the back, just to see you right there. Get set, call the police, but I ain't my hero and he's into the sick. Ain't my shit.
Good evening. You are listening to the 60-Minute Stage Dive here on CKXU 88.3 FM. You may also be listening. Oh, wait, hang on. I didn't do the spiel properly. CKXU 88.3 FM, Southern Alberta's true alternative, located on Treaty 7 land. Or you are listening to this show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kehwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh territories. Okay. Boom. We're back. It's been a few weeks since I've done a proper show for you, and I have no excuse, except for the ever-present excuse of work is a drag, and I think we can all agree with that. There has been so much fun things I've been getting up to. First of all, moved. Second of all, I went to, what the heck's it called? Major League Bowl, DOA Promotions. Coolest hardcore fest in Western Canada. It was held, as always, at the Marteloup Community Center up in Calgary. Witness Chamber was playing the day I was there. Who else played? Spur played. And, what was that really fun straight ahead band? The Enforcers, High Impact, I don't know. It's all going to come back to me. Trank played. And that's a tease, because we're going to listen to some Trank later. But for now, what you just heard at the top of the show there was, in reverse chronological order, Hate Mosh Hero by Eco, not Ico, Eco. It's a once Calgary band, now defunct, but I guess they've sort of been rebirthed as Entwine to an extent, which is cool. So check out Entwine, and you can also check out that first Eco demo, the only Eco demo. The only Eco project. Just check it out, man. It's really good. First song you heard, it's a song I've been sitting on for a while because I haven't done the show for 2 weeks. Cockroaches by Nailbomb. It's off of the album Point Blank. I really, really dig the tone on that record. It's just recorded really well. It's got that 90s sound, obviously. But yeah, really digging that. So next, coming up next, another song I've been sitting on for a while. It's actually an album I've been putting in rotation a lot, I guess is how you'd say it. It's Isis. Now, let's just be clear here. It's the musical group Isis. And they've put out a number of live records, which is really cool. I've never listened to Isis, really. But here they are putting out a bunch of live records and speaking my truth. You know what I mean? I love bands that put out live records and that like kind of live and die by their live records. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to say that Isis, I'm not trying to make an assumption about Isis and say that they are like some sort of live first act. But at this point, they've released what? Oh gosh, it's in Roman numerals. Is that six? Seven? I think that's seven. Six, seven? No, God, I can't believe I just said that. I think it's seven live albums, which chronicle just about everything from 2001 to 2010, which is really cool. Anyways, so this song you're going to hear is called False Light. It's off of the fifth live release, which came out in 2006. From what I can tell, False Light is kind of like a staple song that they play in a lot of sets. But I really like this performance of it, and I really like this capturing of it in this live recording. So I don't know where they did this. It was in America, I'm almost certain of that. But yeah, enjoy this 2006 recording of an Isis song called False Light. And I'll be back to talk about hardcore festivals later. But for now, it's the 60-minute stage dive. We got like 49 more minutes of that, and we're going to have a good time. Thank you very much for listening. Let's keep it locked to CJSF and CKXU. here we are, CKXU, CJSF, you know what it is, 60-minute stage dive. Yeah, two songs there for you, two long ones, or one long one and one less than long one, but still, you know, in internet culture, that would be like, I don't know, half of the first Lord of the Rings book in musical form. What am I talking about? Okay, the two songs you heard, Masters, oh gosh, it's cut off on my computer screen, which makes this really awkward. It's an I Hate God song, which I brought to this show for one particular reason, and that's just to say they're really popular these days, which I find, I'm not going to say strange, but it's a bit of an anomaly to me. Mostly because, like, I don't want to say who cares, but, like, it's pretty good music, but for that band to, like, transcend the multiple hiatuses they've taken and still be, like, around to headline big festivals and stuff, I don't know, like, what original members are still around. It could be the whole shebang still. I just think it's kind of strange. Regardless, I'd go see them live. They're great. I enjoy it. So that song was called Masters of Legalized Confusion by I Hate God. It's off of the album Dope Sick. Song before that, oh boy, Fall. I'm such a dunce. False Light by Isis. It's off of their fifth live recording. Okay, what's been going on? What's been going on in the world? You know what's been going on in my neck of the woods? And I'm just turning into one of these people. Weather sucks. You know what I mean? I'm out here in Alberta. Dude. It's windy and cold today, like super windy, like windier than it's ever needed to be. Here we are. I digress. It's really funny I bring this up on a show that airs tomorrow in Vancouver because no one cares. No one cares. So let's talk about something people do care about. DOA promotions, Major League Bowl. That was last weekend. It was very fun. I want to thank DOA promotions for all they do. For DIY and all ages shows and hardcore and etc. There's some phenomenal bands that came through. Race Trader, Witness Chamber. I mean, I'll shout them out again. Spur, Trank. Those were my favorite sets from the weekend, especially that Trank set. That Trank set was intense. Really fun. Really, really fun. Yeah, I mean, like, what all happened there? My boy Court took some amazing pictures. Everyone follow at Flamesgrain on Instagram. I don't know. It was eventful, but it was uneventful. You know what I mean? Like, I said this to Court at one point, and I mean this with a lot of respect to everyone in the community and everything, but I didn't talk to a lot of people, and it was really nice because it could have got really overwhelming, but I talked to like one homie, and that's all that needed to happen. You know what I mean? Okay. Enough faff. I was so inspired by the Trank set that I was like, my next radio show, we're going to play the whole thing. We're just going to play the whole EP. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to kick back. You know what I mean? Just relax. Trank is I was going to say straight ahead. They're not really straight ahead. Trank is a hardcore band. That's straight edge. They're from Calgary. I really, really hope. No. They weren't the ones that said they were breaking up. So I'm not even going to put that out there. The Lust broke up. That's what it was. So yeah, Trank's a great band out of Calgary. They don't have Instagram. I don't know when you're going to find out when they're playing next. I assume it's only going to be through DOA promotions, but you never know. Yeah, just young guys making freaking awesome, ripping music. So this is the whole EP. The EP is called Building an Army. The first song is called Building an Army. Come on. We're going to listen to all that. I'm going to come back to you guys, and then that'll be the show. I mean, there'll be more music after that, but that'll be enough of me talking for tonight. Because this guy was up at 5 a.m. today, which is arguably 5 hours earlier than I ever need to wake up. I digress. Enjoy Trank. You're still listening to CJSF CKXU.